On this episode, we review the 2021 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. This is part one. Today is July 20th, 2021. This is episode 375 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you go to msmfriends.com, you can find some deals from some of our wonderful partners like Blender's Eyewear, Walter and Rosie Candle Company, and Magical Charcuterie. And then if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney, Universal vacation, maybe a cruise, or you want to travel anywhere else in the world that will currently allow you to visit, go to msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience, and fill out a form for a free quote. So today's review episode is going to be a little bit different. As I record this intro and Rhonda is off to work and we're getting packed up to head on a little bit of a vacation at the beach this week, we went ahead and got home yesterday. I'm recording this intro on Saturday morning, and we went down on July 16th, the second day of Food and Wine, and we worked our way through 10 different booths. We tried 17 different dishes, 8 different beverages, and we really got a lot accomplished as far as some of the new items and new booths. So this is going to be part one in a several part series as we continue to go back and try more dishes, and we can bring you reviews of those dishes. But what we did is we got home last night and we went live in our Wonderland Crew Patreon group, which you can find at wonderlandcrew.com. You can get more information on our Patreon group. You can go ahead and join there if you would like. There are both monthly and yearly options to subscribe. And not only did we go live in Wonderland Crew for every booth throughout the day to give our, you know, honest and on-site reviews, we wanted to kind of sum everything up once we got home and run back through for anyone that missed during the day. So we hit the record button, and I thought this might just be a great way to encompass everything that we experienced, is to take the audio from that live stream in Wonderland Crew and present that to you today for this episode as part one of our 2021 Food and Wine Festival review. So what you're about to hear is the straight audio from our live in Wonderland Crew last night. So go ahead and take a listen.
Let's do it. It's go time.
Yeah, so we left at 8 this morning.
8-ish.
8-ish. Got there 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They are letting people in early, but then they're kind of corralling you in certain areas before they open up to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then rides and stores and stuff are opening about 10 of, quarter of, somewhere around there.
Yep.
So we're in Mouse Gears at 10:50.
Yep.
Park is still not opening till 11, which to me is kind of like crazy. And we'll see if that changes soon. But yeah, we thought we were going to go live. I know, you know, we did a bunch of live streams today from each of the booths and the different dishes, but we know not everyone can always join. So we're like, you know what? When we get home, let's pour a drink and go live and just talk a little bit about today.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and do that. And then as people are able to join, feel free to chime in, ask questions. I did put the descriptions or the list of everything we had today with pricing inside of the description here. So if you want to follow along, you can take a look at that. But I guess first things first, Rhonda, talk about some of the lovely items that you have in front of you.
Well, let's see what Jeremy, that looks like. Today we have, I feel like I'm what is it called?
Vanna White
or somebody.
That's fair.
So anyways, so first we went to Mouse Gears. Oh, look at the cat over there.
Oh yeah, the cat's trying to get in.
And I was very, very excited that they had the foaming hand soap back. This is $9.99 with normal price, and with pass holder discount, I think it is $8.
Yes. Yeah. with 20% off.
It's amazing. You just push down, but you have to put your hand, if you want a good Mickey,
yeah,
put your hand on top of the...
Yeah, it's got like actual guides, which is funny for you to do it because y'all held him away a little bit earlier and they were, he was a bit disheveled.
He was very disheveled.
He did not look so good.
He did not. But yeah, so excited. So here's the crazy part. We get in there. It is full, completely full.
As soon as you walk in.
And then there was probably, what'd you say, about 10 people in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think 10 of those people took more than one, if not two or three each. Then we only got one because we wanted one for the house. But then I got to thinking about it and I was like, well, I use soap after every client. So I was like, I want one. And I'm just going to pour, once this is empty, I'm just going to pour my Bath and Body Works soap into it. So I can have it. So with that being said, I was like, well, I want one for work. So there was plenty still left, but holy moly, they were like flying off the shelf.
They were, yeah. And I mean, I'll be honest, I had seen them. I had not paid much attention to the price and all. $9.99 might be one of the cheapest things you can get in Disney, especially for something like that. I mean, and it's not, I mean, again, you can refill it. It's not like it's a throwaway.
Oh, or anything,
you know what I mean? So, yeah. Hey, Tara, how are you? 26 days. Ooh. Oh, food and wine for the first time. Awesome. Well, hopefully this will help. Oh,
I think this will be a good one then.
Yeah. Hopefully this will help you then. If you have not been and you've got a lot of time to experience, 129 days this year. What do you have next, Rhonda?
So what I have next is kind of funny because I see the price. It's $9.99 as well.
Okay. So same price as an enjoyable soap that makes Mickey ears.
Excuse me. And this is the Hide and Squeak, which is to find Remy, and you got the stickers on the back. And then you have four different little bowls to pick from. So we went ahead and got two, and we picked the Minnie and Mickey one, which is adorable. And then I picked Belle because I love Beauty and the Beast, and she's got Belle and Lumiere. And it's really neat because it actually matches the Tervises that they have in Mouse Gears that you can buy for $26.99, I believe. So, and then they have two more bowls, which again matches the Tervises.
Yeah.
So there's four bowls total, and these are a nice
Figment and Remy are the other two.
And these are a nice hard plastic.
Yeah.
You cannot put in the microwave, but it looks like you can put in the dishwasher. If you do, I would always do top rack.
Yeah. But we'll probably hand wash them. What I love, a couple things. First of all, this is one of the best prizes they've had in quite some time.
I feel like it. That's where I wonder if it's $9.99.
Right. I think so, because it's so sturdy. And I don't know how, let me see.
Hey, cat.
I don't know how well you can see the design on here, but it's a very old, like, this looks like something you'd find in a thrift store and find out this design and all, that it was like from McDonald's in the 80s. Yeah, you know how they used to do like the cups and stuff?
Yep.
So I love it. And I love the fact that these match up with the different Tervis items that they have as well. Talk about some of the pass holder options that they have. I've never seen more pass holder merchandise for any sort of event or festival, I think, than this one, right?
Yeah. So again, there are four different, these are pass holder Tervises. I don't have the top on, but this is Belle. And then they have Remy, they have Figment, they have Minnie and Mickey. And then they have pass holder
shirts. They have spirit jerseys. Have a big cylinder glass container that you would maybe fill with.
What would you fill it with?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think of filling it with like coffee grinds and having it by, oh man, that would have been perfect by our coffee, in our coffee station. Yeah, that would have been
messed
good.
Messed up on that one. I asked if you needed it.
I know. They had, golly, they had an ornament. They had a little, now I don't think this was pass holder exclusive, but they had a little fold up set that included a silicone straw and a brush to clean it. It included a plastic, like heavy duty plastic, probably actually some sort of recycled material when I'm thinking of it, knife, fork, and spoon, which, like, I'm not kidding, I actually could see getting that to use when you're eating around the world. Now you would have to, you'd want to wipe it down obviously after, between
after
dishes.
Every line, yeah.
But still, like, I don't know. That would actually be kind of cool to have and take to try everything with.
Yeah.
That might actually be kind of fun. So yeah, that, I mean, the amount of pass holder stuff they had just blew my mind. I was really impressed.
I was too.
And it was good stuff. Yeah. The past couple festivals, a lot of it I've been like, I didn't really care for it. The designs
here
are wonderful.
Actually going around the world and seeing some other stuff that wasn't in Mouse Gears, like, and I mean, it wasn't pass holder stuff, but, it, you know, just the festival stuff, which
So it, like, in the American Pavilion, hey, Jossie, in the American Pavilion, they have this same Mickey and Minnie design on all kinds of stuff from shirts. I think they had a spirit jersey. They had a pie plate, a ceramic pie plate. If you have a budget for souvenirs and merchandise for Food and Wine, I'd increase it a bit by like 25% or 50%.
I agree.
Or just double it if you can, because there's a lot of really, really good stuff. Like, we'll finish this set. We'll use them as like ice cream bowls, most likely. Like, they're the perfect size for ice cream. Like, that's probably the serving that they're recommending, as opposed to the bowl I normally use, which is like this big. The other night, all of our dishes were dirty. Our old bowls were dirty, and I used that big giant ceramic dish from Three Bridges.
But we also need to get rid of things.
We do need to get rid of things. Here's what we always recommend, the wristlet for gift card. So whether you have cat, show them how you wear it, Rhonda. Go ahead and model it for them. Oh, how nice. So they, I recommend these so much, and they're going to have these wristlets for every festival, and you can go ahead and continue, of course, to reuse these for any time you want. I mean, but we loaded it immediately. We put $110 on it. We had cash. So whether you have cash, you know, debit, credit, go ahead and buy one, because what's great is the entire time, you know, there you are wearing it on your wrist. It's always easy. You're not reaching into a wallet, your purse, your bag, whatever you may need. It's just there.
Can add up to $1,000 on this
bad boy.
Yes,
you can. Always go to DisneyGiftCards.com and register these as soon as you get them. Because if you load 1,000 and you lose it, too bad. But if you load it in a DisneyGiftCard.com, then you can go ahead. If you were to lose it, as soon as you realize, go buy another card. Minimum of $15. Load that into the system and then transfer your lost card over so that you don't lose it. And, you know, if somebody finds it and spends it or whatever. Welcome, Daniel. I don't know if we can do the next 12 hours, but then you would get no work done. So, passport, we picked up. I'm going to go ahead and say, as much as I love the WDW food and wine app that you can get.
It's backwards.
You're fired. For me, this is just so easy to have a pin, and the guide works. If you open it up to the first of all, you can check off all your stuff, your merchandising and your things like that. But as soon as you get to the first booth, it starts where you can work your way entirely around the world in order.
Just a little gift card check.
So that part I do love about it. By the way, Kat, what beach do you guys go to? And how far is it from you? Because we're going to the beach tomorrow for a week.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't know, which they shouldn't, our awesome friend Kat is at the beach, and I assume somewhere in Boston. She was supposed to be at Disney this weekend, but unfortunately flights were really bad.
Flights are crazy. We're actually going to the beach tomorrow, and we're going to share some stuff from Crescent Beach.
We'll go live all week. We'll show you the house that we rented. It's 7 nights. I'm so excited. I'm only working 2 days this week, Monday and Tuesday. They're in Maine.
Ooh. That's fancy.
That seems cold.
I bet after today, Wells. I bet it's the most beautiful weather in the entire world.
Where's that?
Because it was.
Do you know where that is?
I know it. It's in Maine. It was so hot today, but it was like
some lobster, Cat.
Oh yeah, that is the biggest travesty right now.
Wells Beach, Maine.
Nice. I'm gonna look that up. It sounds lovely. It was very hot today, but it was like a Vegas hot. It was a weird, like dry hot.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. I wouldn't say it was completely unbearable, but it was not fun.
I wouldn't say it was unbearable, and I wouldn't say it was miserable. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that we definitely needed to, like, all right, let's get some air. Let's get some air condition. Like, let's somewhere. Let's shop for a little bit.
Here's we'll get into the stuff that we had today and kind of go through it. Yeah, Michael's getting lobster. We know Kat's not, but as long as Michael does. Send photos,
well,
obviously.
Earlier, I thought she had a mac and cheese wrap.
You got to read. She gave him the lobster from it. The egg roll.
I thought I saw a lobster sticking out of it.
I think that was just for photo purposes. And then she gave it to Michael. Oh. So I want to go places that serve lobster with Kat. Because then she'll just give me all her lobster. I think that's the way to play it. Today was awesome. I'm very impressed.
It was.
Day one. My biggest gripe. Day two. Well, day one for us. Day two for the festival. Lines. We got there. We started at 11. We left right around 3:30-ish to go to the car and head home. Longest line was probably in Appleseed Orchard, and that might have been 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And it was inside, so it was okay.
Yeah.
I could have waited in a 10-minute long line and I'd have been okay because it was inside and air conditioned.
Yeah, you almost wanted to wait in line in there. Same with the Brew Wing, which is in the Odyssey. My biggest gripe is there is no shade anywhere outside. I mean, there's black metal tables everywhere that you literally can't rest your arm on because they're so hot. I just wish that they would offer umbrellas for those, you know, and maybe that's something we see come along a la Toy Story Land. You know, I know they haven't really done them in the past, but I swear in the past we did have some umbrellas with some tables, maybe not, or there were standalones near them. I don't know. That was my only gripe. The good news is your food won't get cold because you just set it on the table and it heats it. Now, unless it's a cold dish, then you're in trouble because it's going to cook it. You know what I want to do next time? Can I bring an egg and then fry an egg on? I bet you could fry an egg on those tables. Can guarantee it.
I'll make a
grilled
egg.
Cheese. We'll wipe it down first and then we'll make a grilled cheese.
No, I wouldn't eat that egg because I think it would not be all the way cooked. I don't think it's seriously that hot. We're not in Vegas, babe. We're in Florida.
We'll see. We won't see because I'm not going to really do that.
No.
All right. Well, let's talk about some food and... So we ended up visiting 10 booths. We tried 17 different dishes.
And thanks to our friend Derek and his sweet wife, Annie.
Yes, who we met up with.
Yep. And
they toured the world
really
with us.
Really didn't want to be on camera, which was fine when we were doing it. So that's why we kind of kept them off and everything every time we did a live. But yeah, they would get some dishes. We would get some dishes and we were able to taste. That's why we were able to do 17. So
we would not
really
have accomplished this without them.
Correct.
Today. Not at all. And then we tried 8 different beverages.
Okay.
So we're just going to go through an alphabetical order of what we tried. And what I really want to do here is, I mean, you know, if you watch the live streams today or you go back, you'll certainly get a lot more detail. But now I went ahead and I looked up prices so we could give you some prices and maybe just, you know, talk about them and run through a little bit of them more. I know that it might be hard for you to go back and watch what would have been about 10 different live streams today.
Yeah, it was.
So we kind of want to sum everything up into here. Hopefully people are at home, you know, winding down or something, starting for the evening or getting ready for dinner or just finished dinner, whatever. If you're having a beverage, let us know what you're having. We're having the Stein.
The Cotter.
Stein Cotter. Our vodka water and cranberry juice. But we'll start in Appleseed Orchard because it starts with an A and these are alphabetical. Apple Crumble Tart is new this year. It's $4.50. And it was highly recommended by Christian, the cast member.
He said this is
one of his favorite desserts. I mean, this was American as apple pie.
Yeah.
Take
100%.
Yeah. Take a single serving in a sense, apple pie. And that's it.
I agree.
Warm. The tart crust was very good.
Not too doughy and not too tart, because even Annie said something about that I was like, it being called a tart, a lot of times you think, you know, tart is more sour and not, but
well, no, that would be the description of the apple. A tart is the way that it's presented in that
but a lot of tarts are tarty.
Alrighty then. I loved it. I could actually eat this hot or cold. If it had been cold, I still think it would have been good.
Yeah.
Only thing I would change is if I'd put a scoop of ice cream on top.
That would have then needed to be hot.
Yes, 100%. I like doing it that way. We did not eat these, but Annie got them. They have apple chips.
And a bag.
For $4. Well, you just spoiled it. Because we're all thinking they're going to be, maybe they actually did like.
I'm like, how did I spoil it?
Dehydrated apple chips. Oh. Like maybe these were actually going to be like, hey, for $4.
Nope.
Nope, there's a little bag of prepackaged chips about this big.
Wasn't that big. I mean,
it was a prepackaged bag of apple chips for $4.
Okay.
So don't get that. There's no need. We didn't taste them. She put them in her bag for later. Beverages. So, Rana, talk about the first one that we were able to try that Derek had got, because this is a non-alcoholic one and is new this year. So yeah. Now you can get the kids involved, or if you do not drink alcohol,
right,
this is for you.
Yep. We actually had two of them. The first one we had, the non-alcoholic ones, was the cinnamon apple cider, and that was cold, and this is new this year, and it was really good, yeah. Especially for hot. Like, it almost seemed like fall in the summer.
Yeah.
It was so cool. It was really good, and I really enjoyed it where I took a couple of more sips because it was really good.
If I hadn't had this and you put it in front of me right now and I drank it, I would think it was a hard apple cider, yeah, based on the flavor,
which was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it's cool that they have this non-alcoholic option for either people who don't drink or for kids to still get those flavors. And, you know, this is inside of Canada, the Far and Wide show. So they've shut that down, thankfully. And this is going to be for the run, you know, of the festival, because it's a wonderful indoor space.
It is.
It wasn't very crowded in there. But so if you're familiar with the theater in there, you know, it's a standing theater because it's 360. So you can easily turn around, because I think if they put you in chairs and you turned around, you'd be sick by the end of it. You almost are anyway with the screens.
Yeah.
But there's railings that separate each aisle. Now, only about every third of these, where that railing is technically filled in like a tabletop, the other ones is a space. So you can't set a drink. I specifically got one where we could set down our drinks and our tart and all.
Okay.
So when you're looking for a spot to stand in there, and then if you go into what's normally the lobby, there were tables and chairs in there.
Yes, there was. That was neat.
But yeah, it's a beautiful, they've covered the 360 screens with a big Apple Orchard logo and apple orchards, and it's really pretty in there.
It is.
And it's got wonderful decor.
It's like moving too. Like,
yes, it has
falling.
A slight animation to it, like leaves falling.
Yeah, it was cool.
One side is completely decked out with like hay bales and apple like crates that you
and
would carry them in.
And when you're walking up, it smells incredible.
Oh, from outside the
door.
Oh
my goodness.
Yeah.
So good.
So I think this is really heavy on beverages. You only have those two, but to eat, but I went ahead and did the beer flight, which includes a Big Storm Brewing Company Apple Blonde Ale, a Three Daughters Brewing Apple Pecan Brown Ale, an Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company Appley Ever After Green Apple Sour Ale. For me, this was a very forgettable flight. It wasn't bad. It just, I
tasted that sour one and it was horrible.
And to me, it wasn't even very sour.
I thought it was horrible.
Yeah, I thought it was a forgettable flight. They do have a cider flight that might be better. And then talk about the frozen apple blossom sky.
Well, we didn't get that this time.
Yeah, that's what you tried, right?
No.
Oh, then I don't know what you tried. What did you try?
No, it was the non-alcoholic one that had apple pieces in
it.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't realize that.
It's really good.
Bad.
It's the other non-alcoholic drink. Which I think it's an apple. I think it's called
frozen apple pie. You are correct. Yes.
And it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. I didn't try it, but it was chunky, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
So not really for me, I guess. I don't know. Let's move on to Brew Wing at the Epcot Experience. That's inside the Odyssey. This is loaded with wings, and then they have two different flatbread pizzas. What wings did we have? We got to try three different types of wings.
We did.
And give us some of your thoughts on those, Rhonda.
We got the garlic parmesan wings, and all these are with celery and ranch, and they are all $7.50. And we got the teriyaki sesame wings, and we got the mango habanero wings. My favorite were the teriyaki. Mm-hmm. Love those. The mango habanero were a little spicy, which, you know, that was fine. I mean,
but good flavor, pretty good flavor.
Yeah, good flavor. The garlic parmesan, I liked them, but it was lacking the garlic flavor as much. But honestly, the more I got to thinking about it, I mean, do you really want a heavy garlic? I mean, then you're walking around smelling like garlic.
Well, I mean, so, but if you order...
It was good. I really, yeah. The more I got to thinking about it, the more I was like, you know what? Those were really good, actually.
Yeah.
And quite a few. What? How many are in each one?
Five.
Yeah.
I believe there are five in each for $7.50 each.
Yeah. Pretty good, I think. What did you think?
No, Jossie, there are no boneless. They are all bone in. I agree here, because I know Jossie does not eat food off of bones. I do agree that I think having a boneless option would be really good, because a lot of people don't want to do that. Like, I'll tell you right now. Now, my brother and my parents are not going to eat any of these flavor wings, but my parents and my brother, they don't eat really food off the bone.
Right.
So I know that there's a large majority. Okay, Jossie, what if we go with you? We separate all the meat.
She needed it then.
And just give you a bowl of meat.
I think Nick did that, right? Yeah.
So we'll do that for you. We care about you.
Did he? And let me know, because I don't remember now. I might be getting her confused with Lucy.
Oh, it might be, because she doesn't eat. Our friend Lucy doesn't eat stuff off of the bone either, which I totally understand. Yeah, I.
So then it sounds like she would eat it.
Okay. So. Yes. All right. Well, we'll just give you a tub of boneless meat then.
Yeah.
We can do that for
totally
you.
Totally do that.
I agree with your assessment on each. You know, I do think if you're going to order something called garlic parm wings, then they should have much more garlic flavor. I thought the teriyaki was, the more I think about it, the best out of all of them. Very good teriyaki flavor. And then the mango habanero, I thought had good flavor, but it wasn't like... Wow, I didn't get any mango, so I didn't get any of the sweetness with the heat, which I would have preferred.
I agree.
You're getting the five wings in your tub, and you're getting two pieces of celery, which I will say, those very good. Fresh, good.
They were crunchy.
Crunchy celery. And then they're handing you packets, a packet of Ken's Ranch.
Two packets.
One, no, well, because we ordered two of these, so they're giving you one for each. If, in this situation, have pre-prepared little plastic cups with a lid. Don't make me squirt my own ranch. I just think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You agree? Like, just put the ranch in there, man.
True.
Just have it on the side. I understand you're not going to like, you know, people don't want it. The only thing I will say is when you got to the garlic parm and the habanero specifically, in the bottom, there was a pool of oil.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I did
where,
see that.
You know, so these weren't bad. There are a lot better places to get wings on property that I personally would skip this one if you're a wing lover.
Okay.
Now, if you are somebody who's like, I don't know, never really had wings. I've never had these flavors. Go for it. But I just think this one is skippable out of most of the boosts that we did today.
Okay.
And I will say this, because we had to drive home. We were very, you know, careful about some beverages that we did order.
Yeah.
They have a great line of beers here. I think my experience could have been increased if I'd gotten one of their really good beers.
True.
So that might be.
Because I did ask him. I do remember. I was like, do you kind of miss having a beer with him right now?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And I was like, yes, I do. I think it's kind of missing that a little bit. Next, we're going to go to China. And I had a beverage because I had to get the Kung Fu Master.
This was good.
This is Absolute Vodka, triple sec, mango syrup, and orange juice for $13.50. They are going to, there it is, pre-mixed the mango syrup and the orange juice. They pour that in and then they top it off with the triple sec and vodka. It's not the heaviest pour like the ones Kat and Michael have gotten there before in the rain, but it is a pretty decent one. And
it was good.
Hot day. This was so refreshing.
I agree.
There's like, I almost think with us being at the beach next week, I wouldn't mind grabbing a little orange juice and mango syrup and triple sec. And like, this would be a good day starter. You know what I mean? Like, instead of like a mimosa in the morning.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
This, or like at like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I think that would be good. All right, Ron, I'm going to let you take over.
Oh, yeah.
I do agree with Jossie. Hidden Valley Ranch to me is the superior ranch. Ken's, I think, is a close second, though. I do like Ken's dressings. But even better, you know what? Homemade ranch. Just make it.
Because they can make some good homemade ranch.
Ron is going to move on to the surprise booth in absolute standout.
I think the favorite. Or, well,
favorite dish
maybe
of the day.
My favorite.
No, mine
dish.
Too.
Oh, really?
Go
okay.
For it. Go
okay.
For it.
So we went to the donut box and they had a crispy chicken on a sriracha glazed donut for $8.50. They also had other donuts, but we did not get them. We got this one. They also had a black and white coffee cocktail for $14. We got that as well. The black and white coffee cocktail did not say what it was. Like,
it had
what
zero
it
description,
had
which
zero.
I thought was very strange.
Yep. But from tasting it, we do think that it had Bailey's mm-hmm. in it. It was very good. I feel like it was strong, but it was very good.
Delicious. It's in one of their little plastic flutes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, if I had to guess, it's Bailey's.
And coffee,
like half and maybe a little bit of half and half or whole milk and then cold brew coffee.
Yeah,
potentially.
It was good. It was cold too.
Another
so
good
it was
day
good.
Starter. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Make this for me for
okay. All right.
The coffee at the, oh, and Jossie just said the blueberry lemon one. So, or lemon blueberry. So don't be mad at me, Jossie, but, we actually, and that's $5. And mm-hmm. I think that's the chef of the day or whatever
yeah.
they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they had that one and they had a Black Forest donut for $5. Mm-hmm. What you can do along with the other two standard donuts is you can get a box
yep, of, donuts.
Of all four mm-hmm. for $16.
Yep.
So listen,
smart
math,
to do that.
Right, math. $5 each if you bought all four separately would be $20. You're actually saving $4 if you go ahead and get the donut box,
so it's almost
which
like
will include all four.
Free donut.
It basically is getting a free donut.
So anyways, what I was saying is, Jossie, please don't be mad at me. But Derek actually got the lemon blueberry one. He really liked it. In fact, I think he liked it better than the sriracha because he got that too. So it was really good. I just personally didn't taste it because by the time he asked if I wanted to, I was like, I ate so much of the chicken sandwich that
it was our first.
It
was
our
first
one
of the day.
So anyways, so yeah. That crispy chicken, that was absolutely outstanding and shocking. It is a big sandwich, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a full donut. They cut it in half. They put this crispy chicken on it. Then they, so it's a donut hole or a donut with the hole in it. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have, it's not the full donut. They got the hole. Then they put.
Don't all donuts have holes in them?
You not know, because the blueberry one didn't.
Because it was filled with blueberries.
It was filled with lemon. Blueberries were on top. Anyways, sorry, Jossie. So, and then they put the slaw on the little hole, and it is in the sriracha, like I guess,
glaze yeah.
over top of. I mean, well, over top of the donut, of course. But this was absolutely shocking because that sweet and spicy together, it just. Wow. I mean, again, I wanted to eat this whole thing. I yeah. thought it was very good. But you also, I will say, I do feel like you do have to like spicy. Because some people can't do spicy. I don't think it was too spicy yeah. by any means. But it is spice.
Yeah. I think the balance of the chicken, the sweetness of the donut, and the coldness and freshness of the slaw off balance the sriracha enough. Here's where I was worried. I didn't know where they were going in this direction when I read sriracha glazed donut. I was worried it was going to be a donut with a much more spicy sriracha glaze. Mm-hmm. As opposed, they took your standard sugary, delicious glaze and mixed sriracha with it. So I didn't think it was overpowering. Mm-hmm. And I thought the balances of everything were good. Like, I'm not kidding. If you've been in a park all day and you've had some drinks and it's getting later at
so
night
good.
And you're like, you know what? This would be the place to go before the park closes and just go, I'm just eating this myself. You know what I mean? Like I need stuff in my stomach. I need stuff uh-huh. in my belly. This is the way to go. We both did attempt to pick it up and eat it
mm-hmm.
just for research purposes. Don't do that. I would get a knife and fork.
I mean, it was fine. You just need a lot of napkins.
Teresa, you do want a bite of everything.
Though. We were so shocked too, to be yeah. truthfully honest. It did sound so weird, but... You know what it reminds me of? Y'all know Sleepy Hollow's crispy or the,
oh, the sweet and spicy waffle there. Yeah.
Very
it's a really good comparison.
That's how I'm, yes, it did sound weird, but that's how I'm going to compare it. Yeah. It was really good.
Well, and this, because we, even after it, like we ate about half of it, a little more, the thing was kind of,
oh my gosh, I
a mess, more. But we kind of took it apart and looked at just even the chicken. And this looked like hand breaded chicken. It did. It wasn't like they took their standard chicken tenders or anything and just slapped two of those on there. This seemed like hand breaded, lightly fried, crispy chicken.
Took a bite of the chicken.
How was it?
Without, outstanding. Yeah. Cooked, crispy, perfectly cooked, perfectly. Yeah, it was great.
So they do sell just the donut. Yep. Do you think that would be good on its own?
Honestly,
or do you think you
no.
need these other flavors?
I personally think you would need these other flavors, but if you're, again, if you are a spicy and sweet lover, I think it'd be fine to get the donut by itself.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Maybe we'll try just the donut next time.
I don't know if I could not.
I will say, the donut to me tasted and was the consistency and the fluffiness and all of a donut you would go get at Voodoo or Everglazed or these big time donut places. Like they didn't just phone it in. They are good donuts. And the other ones looked they looked like what you would go and pay the $5, $6, $7 each sometimes at a place like Everglazed or Voodoo. So I was very impressed with that. We're going to move on to Greece. This actually might be my most disappointing dish of the day. And only based on execution and timing, not in theory. So it is the griddled cheese with pistachios and honey. This is part of Emile's Fromage Montage. It is new this year. It is $4.50. For our friends that have been with us there when we went to Wine Bar George, or if you have been there on your own and they have, I can never remember exactly what it's called, but we call
it fire cheese.
Where they bring you this piece of cheese and like a skillet and they pour, I think it's like a brandy over top and they light it on fire and they serve it with like some crostinis and things like that. It is one of the best things I've ever had. I love just melty cheese. It's that in theory.
Okay.
Problem is they're sitting under hot plates. It's a triangle of cheese and it looks like what they did is they seared the bottom, they seared the top, and they actually almost seared the edges. It's about, I don't know, maybe a little over a quarter inch thick, maybe coming into a half inch, whatever the measurement is in between.
Okay.
Not good at fractions. And then it's got a drizzle of honey and it's got some crushed pistachios on top. Issue for me is you want this as a melty, gooey cheese when you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It was sitting under a hot lamp. So it already starts to set up.
Congealed.
Yep. Already starts to set up and congeal almost a little bit. Then you get it. Then you go and you get your napkin and you get your knife and your fork. Then you find a place to sit. Then you sit down. So by that time, it wasn't even really hot or warm. So that's where I think the execution didn't work. But I loved the flavors. The cheese was delicious. I loved the drizzle of honey and the crunch of the pistachios. I just wish it was fresh off a hot griddle and was still like ooey and gooey and melty.
And by the way, it looked nothing like the picture.
Nothing like the photo.
Nothing.
Yeah. So don't trust the photo.
Absolutely nothing. No. Like literally, you would get the thing and go, that's not that.
Oh, they reached for it. And I was like, wait, I don't know if that's the right thing. And I realized it was because I saw the pistachios and the honey. But no, I agree. I was like, that looks nothing like the photo. And the photo looks really good.
Oh, yeah. Photo looks real good.
So what did you?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it at all? Not even like if it was executed better.
No.
Meh. Okay. All right. So you are not getting hired on as the griddled cheese salesperson.
No.
Why don't you talk about the lamb moussaka, though, which is new this year.
That's good.
$7.75.
I mean, it's lamb. It's cute little, like, probably like that big around.
Same size as little bowls.
Not as deep.
No.
Mashed potatoes on top and the meat and the stuff under that. And so I said it live earlier. Reminded me of like Chef Boyardee, but I was thinking of like that idea. And then it was so funny because when Jeremy and Derek tasted it.
Well, I gave you some lip about it. I'm like,
yeah,
really, dude?
Yeah.
Are you going to say Chef Boyardee?
Mean about it. Yeah. And like.
It wasn't mean. It was very polite.
Anyway.
But then I tasted it and I was like, I totally see where you're going with that. The flavor profile.
Correct.
But I thought it was delicious.
It was delicious.
I loved it. And I would,
I did too.
I would get it again and eat the whole thing myself.
Absolutely.
That's what's so weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
But think about, all right, think about when you get, and mostly the canned Chef Boyardee raviolis. There's a certain flavor to that sauce that is probably nothing but preservatives.
Yeah.
But still, it brings you back to like a childhood flavor profile that this had, but in a really good way. The lamb was super good. It was ground lamb, had some veggies. I think there were some potatoes in
Derek
the bottom
was
as
funny
well.
Because he kept eating it, and he kept, because he goes, I think there's something sweet in it. And then he asked if we ever had a certain type of chili bean, I think.
Yeah, we was talking about the chili in Ohio where there's certain, there's like chili battles. The way that like you battle Philly cheesesteaks in Philly, you battle pizzas in New York or Chicago. And one of them uses chocolate in theirs and one of them uses cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a, again, it's not a flavor where you're like, I'm eating chocolate chili. You're just, it adds something, like a mole has chocolate in it, right?
And he's a foodie person too.
Yes, he knows his food very well. Mm-hmm.
In
so
fact,
yeah.
I think a little better than you.
He told me about the what, sweetbread?
I think so.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
That was crazy.
And then we had a whole discussion about Strongwater Tavern again. But no, I actually really, really enjoyed this. And if you're thinking of consistency, it is much more closer to a shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
But with Mediterranean and Moroccan flavors.
100%.
But also it's kind of almost a layered dish, much like a lasagna.
Yeah.
Right? So I would actually really, really recommend this one. Next, we are going to go to Hawaii, and this was a drink.
We were very full.
Yeah, this so full.
So
I was.
We just
eating.
Got a drink.
What did we get? Because this was recommended.
I was by so another excited. Cast member. Alani Sunrise. It's vodka, Dole Whip pineapple juice, or Dole, not Dole Whip, Dole pineapple juice and grenadine for $14, and it was, again, really hot. This was after we had this. We went and rode some rides to and walk and try to get cool. This was so good and refreshing. This is something, again, where can we just get some pineapple juice and grenadine? Because that's
like
another morning.
I feel like we get a lot of fruit juices next week during our beach trip.
It was really good.
And have a bunch of morning drinks, apparently.
Yeah, but not
we don't
not
always drink
much.
In the morning unless we're on vacation. And we're on vacation a lot. I thought this was so good. This was just so refreshing. This is $14.
Yeah. And I mean, they're a good little
size. They're good
size. I mean, they're not tiny like your wine flights or anything.
No. I actually sometimes feel as though the value on the cocktails, it feels like a better value than when you do beer or wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think the beer flights are pretty dang good value. They're usually about $9.75. For the three smaller beers, I think that can be a pretty good value. But I do feel sometimes the cocktails are, especially when they are pouring them themselves, they're not pre-mixed.
Yeah.
So give a little wink, wink. Man, that's not getting me anything. They're going to kick me out of there. I winked with both eyes. That's just blinking.
Do you even know how to blink?
How to wink?
I mean, wink.
Well, I know how to wink. It's like a full face thing with me, though, when I do it. Like my whole everything moves. I highly recommend this. It was so delicious.
It was really good.
And again, very, very refreshing. Now, come November, depending on the temperature, this might not be one you want to get if it's evening time and the sun's starting to set and it's cooling down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next, Mexico. We want to talk about this because we did get a bite. This is something Derek got, but I thought it was absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
This is the chiquiles con chorizo. This is a crispy corn tortillas tossed in salsa verde, Monterey Jack cheese topped with crema Mexicana, queso cojita, pickled onions, and ground chorizo. This is new this year for $7. This was a good portion.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, I don't know, maybe 3x3x3, mm-hmm. if not 4x4x3 or something deep. Yeah. Really good portion. Packed a ton of flavor. This was almost, to me, it layered very much like a Mexican style lasagna.
Mm, yeah, it looked like it too.
And it was a heavy dish. We were walking. He handed me the whole thing and I got my fork and I'm like, this is a heavy dish.
Yeah, when I handed it to, he got it because he was supposed to get the taco, but I guess they didn't hear.
Yeah, I don't think they heard him.
But so we got, which we did not taste, the margarita, which he said was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
They even stirred it and said it was still strong. but it was funny because when I handed it to Annie, like I was like, oh my gosh, that is pretty heavy. So
yeah,
But you liked it, correct?
I did. I absolutely loved it. I would like to get it again and have more. When you think of this, when you think of the crispy chicken donut sandwich, some of these are almost
big
meals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could literally get that crispy. I think if you ate that crispy chicken donut sandwich yourself, that's your lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and you may not be ready to go again for a couple hours, and then maybe you get some smaller dishes.
Small, yeah. Yeah,
because it's, and same with this. This is like a meal.
Same with the next one we're about to go to.
Yes. Talk about Rhonda, the Noodle Exchange, which is brand new this year. This is probably the one that's currently open that I was most excited about because the Lobster Landing isn't open until October 1st.
And how did it do for you? Were you very happy?
Absolutely. Okay. I absolutely love this, and I think these are meals.
So we got this traditional spicy Vietnamese beef pho.
Pho.
Okay. With shaved beef. And the Thai basil and the little mushrooms. This is $5.50. We also got the char siu pork udon with the little mushrooms and bok choy and a soy egg, which was Jeremy's favorite. Mm-hmm. And then the shrimp and coconut curry rice noodles with the shiitake mushrooms and the Thai basil. This was $6.25 because I think the shrimp.
Yeah. The other two are $5.50 each.
Right. So which one? It was the soy egg that wasn't the only one that was not spicy.
Yeah.
Because the shrimp and coconut curry rice one was a little spicy.
A little spicy.
And so was your pork udon. So, but they were all fantastic.
Yeah.
All really good. We were in the shade. This will be totally something to get again when you are cooler, when it's cooler out for sure. I would love to come back here when it's cooler and get this. The shrimp curry, I was very nervous about. We didn't get that one. Derek did and he let us taste it. I was nervous because I don't like coconut. But I think it's more like the coconut milk in it, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
So because of that, it was a fantastic dish.
Yeah.
And a little spicy, but not too bad. And it was really, really, really good.
Yeah. I loved all these. These are coming in. It's a square bowl. It's probably about 5x5. And it's probably about 2 to 3 inches deep of broth and fillings. Mm-hmm. It comes, they'll give you chopsticks. And then they'll give you it's made of plastic, but the little spoons, like
it's
you
cute.
Get the clear soup
yep.
with when you go and get like a teppanyaki or whatever that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really get that broth up. A couple things I love. One, the price. $5.50,
yeah.
$6.25, which again, I think this could almost be considered a light lunch meal,
mm-hmm.
each individual bowl. Every bowl has a different style of noodle.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just saying, you know what, we're just going to put udon noodles in all three.
Correct.
Every one is different. Everyone has different elements, be it the type of mushroom or obviously
pork.
The protein.
Mm-hmm.
One has a soy egg. They don't all have soy eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're actually composing these like you would at a ramen or pho restaurant, which I really, really enjoyed.
Absolutely.
And then I thought the flavors were really,
absolutely.
Really good for a quick service booth. Like, I know you can go, like, we've gotten the ramen or the pho at Kona. Dude, if they included something like these at Captain Cook's over at Poly, that would be absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
These exact bowls. I really, really enjoyed these, and I definitely want to go back and get more. There was three good big slices of pork in there. They're perfectly cooked. The beef, you could tell that they put the beef in rare. It was sliced kind of beef, like thinly sliced, like a roast beef. You can tell they put that in rare before they pour it in the hot broth, which helps cook it. Instead of them cooking it, putting it in, and then it overcooks while it sits there, which is the way you should do it. That's the way you do ramen and pho.
Okay.
So recommend. The only one we didn't get is tofu. I would try that next time just because I haven't had tofu, but we had already experimented earlier today, which we'll get to in a couple booths here. But next is the Rotunda Bistro. This is inside of the American Pavilion.
Oh, this was nice. Oh.
Where you would normally have the Voices of Liberty, who are now appearing on the American Gardens theater stage. So they have now put tables and a food booth in here, and I'm okay with it. There's a lot of people on social media that are not. I'm okay with it. What did we have there?
We had the wild mushroom and truffle tart with Gruyere and creme fraiche for $5. And then we had the chilled snack. chilled crab and avocado parfait with itty bitty caviar.
Yep. Yep. $5 for the wild mushroom tart, $6.50 for the chilled crab. I didn't do the mushroom tart because I'm not a fan of mushrooms.
But what did you think? It was really good.
Was it really good?
It was really good.
Were like, the mushrooms inside too? It was just cheese inside and then it was loaded with the mushrooms on top, right?
I think so. And then Derek was so kind to give me another bite, but they got it. And I'm like, no, go ahead, because they really enjoyed it as well. But this is something that I would love to get myself the next time we go.
Yeah.
So, and then the chilled avocado and crab. It's cute. Little tiny parfait wine glass.
It's the one. Yes. The wine glass that you would normally get. Yep.
And then it was really good. It was very real crab because there was some shell that I had to kind of, I was like, trying to get that out.
This would have been my second favorite dish of the day if it didn't have a lot of the shell and cartilage in it.
Well, why? You should be so happy because it's real crab and you know that.
Right, but I can pick my own crabs and not get shell or cartilage in them and make this. I mean, it's a layered dish. It's got a real good creamy avocado on the bottom with a little bit of like seasoning, but not like a guacamole. It's layered with a good amount of crab.
Yeah.
And then it's
and
got a little bitty small caviar on top, more like a roe you'd have on the outside of sushi. Yep. And then a little like micro green. Again, I thought the flavors, it was so refreshing. It was absolutely delicious. I just, every bite I bit into a small piece of the little cartilage or inside shell from the
crab,
which was really disappointing. Yeah, that was very disappointing to me. I would give it another shot, though. I'm hoping that they go, hey, who's picking our crabs or where are we getting these crab from? I mean, there's not a little old lady in the back picking them for this. They're ordering it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And they need to look at that, I think.
Okay.
But otherwise, I really did enjoy it. Next, we're going to eat all four dishes at the Swanky Saucy Swine, which is new this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with the crispy barbecue pork rinds with pimento cheese. This is part of Emile's Fromage Montage. This is $4.75. We have a roasted porchetta with pork fat, roasted rosemary potatoes, and a lemon parsley salsa verde, $6.25. We've got soy glaze sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts. This is two ribs for $7. And then we have the crispy pig ear salad with fire roasted tomatillo sauce, pickled red onions, queso fresco, roasted corn salsa, and an avocado cream for $5.25. Do you want to go through and give your thoughts on each dish?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I do.
So the pork rinds and the pimento cheese was great. We loved him. Great pork rinds. Like, I love this. The stuff that they put on the outside,
yeah,
just
nice
like
little barbecue
normal,
season, like a barbecue chip.
Like normally what I feel like we get.
Yeah.
And then the roasted pork fat. Oh, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite out of all of these. Okay. The ribs were very good as well. The ribs. So the rib that Derek, got the ribs and he allowed us to have and split one.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we got, which is fine, but it was smaller and skinnier. So there wasn't much.
Skinnier?
Yeah.
Okay.
There wasn't much meat on it, like, or it was thin meat or whatever. So it was good, but it just, I don't know.
Crispy pig ear salad, Rhonda.
No.
That's what everybody wants to hear about. No. Just flat out no. Do you want to air your grievances with it or? What? Do you want
to? I mean, everything was wrong. I mean, the...
Wow.
It just was. Like, nothing tasted good to me. Like, even if I didn't even want another bite. Like, I love queso fresco. I love corn salsa and avocado cream, but...
You love the components outside of the pig ear normally, but you didn't like the...
It wasn't even the pig ear.
Execution.
It was the... Fire roasted tomato sauce too. Like, there was big strips that I picked up that I was like, "What is this?" It looked like more than pig ear was in it.
Okay, there were all the only body parts were pig ear, Rhonda. I can attest to that.
But it just—I don't know. I did not like it at all.
Yeah,
I would say do not get this.
Agree with that. Well, I'll go down. So agree with the barbecue pork rinds, pimento cheese. This pimento cheese is like a pimento cheese dip.
Yeah,
so it's
they
not
added
as like
stuff.
Thick as
yeah.
like it seems like it had a little bit more of a sauciness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I could dip most anything in this. I thought it was mm-hmm. unbelievably good. The presentation is great. It's got the pimento cheese in this little cup, and then it's like a little lunch bag that has pork rinds
yep.
in it. So I loved this, and I would like to be able to get this pimento cheese with just a bag of tortilla chips everywhere I go, moving forward. If that could happen,
okay.
Just every restaurant should have that on it. Roasted porchetta, I described as Easter.
Yeah,
this
did.
Was Easter
did.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you sit down and you have this good roasted pork or like a ham. I'll tell you, the lemon parsley salsa verde set this off.
Oh, so good.
It was so delicious.
I would like to get this.
Nice little crispy, excuse like me, small potatoes, mm-hmm. whole potatoes. This was mm-hmm. a really, really good dish.
It was.
Porchetta is like it's basically, if you haven't had it, it's pork. And then it is filled with some different things like herbs and spices. It's rolled up. It's baked and roasted off and then sliced into like half inch slices. So it almost looks like a little bit of a spiral. And it was cooked perfectly. It had just enough fat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
you know, that was nice and kind of melted. Soy glazed sticky ribs, I agree, were good. And Derek agreed. They needed more sauce.
Okay.
That was all. They just needed to be a little bit saucier. They needed to be a little bit messier. Flavors were good, but I don't think you're going to put these up against, you know, Morimoto.
Right.
For example. But I did enjoy them still. Yeah, crispy pig ear salad just it missed on every level for the most part. I thought it had the potential of flavors to be very good, and some of the flavors were very good. But the dish composed. So, I watch Cutthroat Kitchen on Food Network, where these amazing chefs
yes.
are sabotaged.
Yes,
and a lot of times, like their knives will be replaced with like a weed whacker. Or like yeah. some ridiculously, you know, like a kid's tool or scissors.
I agree.
It looked like that's how this was cut up. There was literally an entire half tomatillo in it when the other ones were sliced or smaller. And then the pig ear, just own it, man. Like own that it's a pig ear. Have the whole pig ear. And maybe more like a giant chicharrón. This was very thin pig ear that had been fried and then diced into very small pieces. I don't know if it was overcooked or undercooked, but it was no wonder dogs like chewing on these, because it was like chewy. Like, you know, Christmas with the Cranks after he gets the Botox and he can't eat and he's just like chewing forever. That's how I had to deal with this piece of pork ear or pig ear. Here's what I would do with this. I would take the pig ear off. I would actually dice the pieces to the, I thought the flavors were great in the rest of it. Mm. I personally did. But if you were to compose that correctly
yeah.
and dice it correctly and then serve something like a nice thin sliced flank steak on top,
yeah,
I think it could be a good dish, but it missed completely.
Yeah.
Own the ear.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to get a shirt made that says own the ear, and I'm going to go back and be like, I want the whole ear.
Okay.
All right. So that was actually the last one that we had, but we were able to knock out quite a bit today. We will be back potentially to try some more dishes on July 30th. We're going to try and squeeze in maybe an hour or two before we go do painting at Coronado. Mm-hmm. We will be back August 20th to check out more. We'll be back September, October, November. So we will make sure that we're able to do probably several of these reviews as we go on. Kat, I 100% agree moving forward. Pig ears are for dogs. But I would have rather seen the whole ear and then been turned off by
why?
That. It felt like trickery to me.
Okay.
Even though it says pig ear on it, I feel like people could, like, once they handed it to you, I'm like, well, which dish is this? I'm like, oh, that's the pig ear?
Mm, okay.
Or they could hand it to you and be like, and just like, so you know that's what's going on. but, you know, what were your overall thoughts today?
Very
You're very impressed. The
impressed.
New booths.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Everything from merchandise to food. You know, there was a couple disappointments, but still everything yeah. was great. They've got them down.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know, anything was too much to, you know, or they couldn't get things out or whatever.
Oh, food came.
Yeah. It was great.
At a quickness.
Yep.
And the food was all still well presented and beautiful. You know, some of our gripes in the past with our only one really, and it's not even a gripe, it just is something that we tell people with Festival of the Arts, is that they're composing every dish so pretty that it takes time.
Yep.
These were all still gorgeous. There's not a dish that came out today that I was like, what is this slop? Even the pig ear salad. No, but it looked good when you first looked at it, I thought.
Okay.
But everything was beautifully presented. Everything was pretty much done well. And we've noticed, you know, we've been on a lot of opening days or opening weekends, and they do have kinks.
Yeah.
You know, we may find out that the griddled cheese and grease is different a month from now.
Well, and
you know?
That's what's so exciting, that this, I mean, this came out with a bang, and this did amazing. So it will be neat to see in another month or so.
And also you'll get, you know, a lot of these cast members do move around from booth to booth, but they'll start to get more knowledgeable. Because I know there were a few times that you're kind of like, well, you know, like I heard, you know, Derek ask, like about the, what is it? The moussaka, the lamb.
Yeah.
He was like, well, what exactly is it? And the guy's like, well, and he wasn't really sure, which is perfectly fine. But also the cast members start to learn more and they start to become more comfortable, where if you have to say, what's a pig ear salad like?
Yeah.
They can kind of tell you and give you a description. And there were several cast members that made recommendations.
Yes. And
which was wonderful.
They did say that the, I guess they call it the secret, because, I mean, I guess it's not really secret, but they say what you get for a meal's
fromage montage.
So,
but it's a cheesecake.
It is, but it's like a, I heard Christian say it's like a milkshake with cheesecake
on top
or something like that.
We had several cast members say
it's amazing.
So we'll finish
and said
it up
you have
time.
To go get that, and we just couldn't finish it today. So because we had to get home because we're going to the beach tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
So we will bring you to the beach.
We will bring you to the beach.
Yeah,
everyone's welcome.
Yep,
that was awesome.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I know that was a little bit of a different review than normal, but after we had already run through everything, it kind of just made sense for us to give you those initial reactions and opinions, as opposed to going back and running through it all again and, you know, trying to recreate our original thoughts on all the dishes and Food and Wine Festival. We will be heading back several times. We will be bringing you even more reviews. As always, if you have any questions, if you've experienced Food and Wine and you want to give your thoughts and opinions, you can hit us up on social at MainSTMagic, or you can go ahead and join the Main Street Magic community on Facebook. And as long as you're out there, we would love if you could subscribe so you can get new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And we would absolutely love if you could leave us a rating and review, because as Rhonda always says, it helps our show grow. That's all we got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.